On Friday, a new monument was installed at the corner of 2nd Street and St. Clair in downtown Dayton. It pays homage to public service and is the brainchild of former Dayton City Manager Tim Reardon. The sculpture includes 13 quotes highlighting the value of public service. It features seats on two sides of the monument with an opening in the middle so people on opposite sides can talk with each other. It's entitled The Common Good. We spoke with Reardon and the monument's creator, world-renowned artist John Barlow Hudson, who has outdoor sculptures in more than 20 countries and 10 U.S. states. First, we'll hear from Reardon, who tells us about his inspiration for the project.
Well, I spent 40 years in public service, my last 6 years here in Dayton as the city manager, and I'd worked in Dayton before. And I always just, I knew from my work how passionate public servants were about what they did and how they wanted to do a good job. And a lot of times, they don't feel appreciated. And I wanted to do something that made a statement that said, hey, thanks. And so this monument, it was 2 years in the making. It gets to be a complicated process. But I love it, and I love doing this. It's sort of saying to the people that work for the government, thanks. You know, you do a great job, and there's people out there that really appreciate that.
And let's talk a little bit about the process. When it first started, what were your thoughts, and did it turn out like you expected? What took place over those 2 years?
Well, actually, it was about 5 years ago that I came up with the idea. After I retired, I said, okay, I got to get this done. I've said to people I'd do it. And we went out. We hired somebody, Jane Black, who helped us do an RFP. So we got 23 artists that submitted ideas. And they were from all over the country, but we ended up selecting somebody from our own backyard, John Hudson. And I wanted something that had a sense of permanence to it. And so this is a 6-foot by 8-foot piece of black granite. So it weighs 12,000 pounds. So that's pretty permanent. You know, I think the government's here to stay and public servants are here to stay. And so that really turned out nice. And then we have these quotes that wrap around the monument itself that just talk about, you know, the appreciation for public service. So actually, it turned out better than I imagined it. I couldn't be more pleased. The name of the monument is The Common Good, which is what public servants try to do, is they do things for the common good. And the quotes on the monument, there's quotes from Democrats and Republicans, blacks and whites, business and labor. It's not about politics. It's about the common good and public service.
Anything in particular that you learned along the way about the process?
Yeah, the funny thing was Jane, who managed the project for us, you know, I'm like, let's get it done. It'll take 3 months. Maybe that's a little too long. And she just looked at me and said, Tim, if we get this done in 2 years, you should be really happy. And so what she did was guided me to have patience. Patience was one of the things I learned. Working with the artist was very, we had a whole group of 5 or 6 people that worked on this. And, you know, working with the artist and those people, it evolved as we went along. I mean, we were always going to use this piece of granite, but what it was going to say and how it was going to do that evolved. And it was just, it was a very rewarding process. And it just kept getting better and better.
The location is apropos, next to the new Dayton Public Library. Did you look at other sites for this?
Well, we looked all over. I mean, we probably spent 6 months. So we spent a long time looking for the right spot. And then a couple of the guys I was working with came down here and said, well, we like Cooper Park. And as soon as they saw the spot where it is here at 2nd and Sinclair, they're like, this is it. This is where it's got to be. And this was a park that was just dedicated to the city as a central place, you know, back in the early 1800s. And so I hope this is around for another couple centuries.
One last thing on the quotes. Tell me a little bit about sorting through them. I'm sure you went through more than what is on the monument.
Yeah, that was an interesting process. We probably had 70 quotes that we started with. And what we did was we sent them out to all kinds of people and said, give us your top 10 quotes. And so then we narrowed it down. I think there's 13 quotes on the monument. And the one that got the most votes is the one from Muhammad Ali that says, service to others is the price, is the rent you pay for your room here on earth. And I thought that was pretty good, too. They're all my favorites. I mean, I could talk about all of them. I love them all.
So let's bring in John to talk a little bit about the design.
Sure. John?
Hey, John, we're going to ask you a couple questions. And first of all, tell us about your process for this monument. You've been working on it for some time.
The process started early last autumn, so it's almost 9 months building. Both seats were carved out of the granite using diamond saws. And then the engraving was done by Kelly Nickel. He has a portable sandblasting unit that he goes around and does gravestones with. So he came and did engraved all the quotes. But the work was a long process.
Tell me a little bit about the design and your concept.
This idea of the two seats, one on either side of the stone, comes out of an earlier sculpture that I created. I think of the concept as, I call them love seats, because the two seats interconnect within the block. So you're facing either direction, but you can still talk to each other through the stone.
But now, to me, it's people on opposite sides can talk to each other, and they ought to talk to each other. Right. And because there's an opening between the two sides,
exactly.
It encourages people from opposite sides to talk to one another.
Exactly. And that's why it fits so well with public service, because that's what public service is. You're communicating, and you may come from different positions, but the idea is to communicate and to work together.
John, tell them where you got this piece and how long you've been waiting for the Wright project for this piece.
A friend worked at Wright-Patterson Air Force Base years ago, and he used to do laser experiments on this granite surface plate out at the base. They had several of them. And for some reason, they were getting rid of him. So he arranged a connection, and I ended up with the stone. So I've had this concept for a long time.
Come on, tell them how many years.
Well, the stone I've had for 20, 25 years. The concept, the first one I made was in 2003 in Korea. But I've wanted to do this basic concept on this stone since then. I just hadn't found the right project that would interface with the concept. And so this is just a very happy meeting of mutual benefit.
We're glad he waited for us to come along for this one, because it's just such a great piece.
So it was just installed today. That went relatively easily?
An hour ago.
All right. And any initial reaction?
We all love it, really. We didn't announce that we were doing this, so not many people have seen it yet.
But
they're
going
to have to. Some of them look at it, and since each quote wraps around all four sides, they're like, "What is this?" And then if they start walking around, they're like, "Oh, I get it." We're going to have an official unveiling next week, Wednesday. It'll start inside the library. We'll have a couple comments at 1 o'clock. And then the official unveiling will come out here and do that.
Well, it's a wonderful addition to the Dayton landscape. So thank you both for speaking with us today.
Thank you.
That was great.
Thank you. Appreciate it.